SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
I wanted to start with what we currently know about those charged with terrorism in Moscow.
Well, they appear to be ethnic Tajiks, both from their names and from the fact that a couple of them were heard speaking Tajik. And probably the most authoritative information about them has come from Daesh, the Islamic State, Khorasan, ISK. People use different names because they have identified them in their news site, and they have praised them and made very clear that they believe that they are taking responsibility for the attack, and that these four individuals were acting as their agents.
For those who still are a little bit confused about why ISK would have anything to do with Russia, why would ISK target Moscow?
The so-called Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called in the region, established a caliphate in Syria and Iraq a number of years ago. That caliphate was very successful. It occupied large segments of Syria and Iraq. And then after attacks from the United States, Syria, Russia, and Iraq, eventually lost control of that territory. The movement has spread. It is now very active in a number of countries in Africa. And they also established a branch in Afghanistan called the Islamic State in Khorasan. Khorasan is a term that's used in writings associated with the Quran to denote that area of Central Asia that Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, et cetera, belong in. ISIS blames the defeat of the caliphate on Russia and the Russian support for Syria. Secondly, many of the ISIS fighters fought in the wars in Chechnya against Russia, and they blame Russia for a number of abuses that were carried out in Chechnya. And third, they see Russia as supporting the Taliban, and they are sworn enemies of the Taliban. ISIS believes the Taliban are not true jihadists. They see themselves as the upholders of a pure jihadi view that essentially returns Islam to what it was in the 6th century AD.
And what about the rise in IS and potentially ISK recruits in the wake of the Gaza-Israel conflict? Have we seen a resurgence of IS attacks or an IS recruit drive since October 7th?
Not really. I don't think there's been much evidence of a connection there. ISIS has actually experienced a surge of recruits after its attack on Iran last year. ISIS-K carried out an attack in Iran, killing over 100 people. It was a very brutal attack. Again, the signature of ISIS attacks is that they go after civilian targets. Their objective is to create fear, to show the people of the country that they're attacking that their government cannot protect them, and also to build up their own stature among jihadist organizations. So after their very successful attack, from their perspective, on Iran, they established a surge in recruits, and I think they expect to see the same thing after the attack in Moscow. While, of course, ISIS-K has, as other Islamic organizations, have been critical of of the Israeli attack, the Israeli response to the attack, Hamas attack on Israel, it's not been a major part of the ISIS rhetoric, at least as I understand it.
What stake do people from Tajikistan have in, number one, being recruited by ISK, and number two, conducting such attacks?
Well, this actually goes back to the period of the breakup of the Soviet Union, when in Tajikistan, there was a very strong Islamic revolt against the remaining communist authorities. There was a very violent civil war in Tajikistan, and a lot of organization of Islamic radical organizations supported these groups. Eventually, the post-communist regime, which had the same ruler who was in power before the end of the Soviet Union, triumphed and crushed the Islamic rebellion. But a number of those fighters went to other countries. They went to Chechnya and fought there. They went to Afghanistan and fought there. And they went to Iraq and Syria and fought there. They continue in their ideology to want to have an Islamic emirate in Tajikistan. But ISIS's objective is not just one country or one area. ISIS's objective is to carry out jihad in the entire world. They want everybody, you, me, everybody in Australia, everybody in the United States, to be ruled under an Islamic Sharia regime. Their objectives are global, and their fighters are extremely committed. When the ISIS caliphate was defeated on the ground militarily in Syria and Iraq, about 10,000 of the Daesh ISIS fighters were put in various prison camps. Very few, if any, of those have renounced their ideology, and the ones who have been released have essentially gone right back to fighting. This is a broad, multinational, multi-continental movement. The ISIS branches in Africa are growing in strength, and they swear their allegiance to the ideology of ISIS as articulated by al-Baghdadi, the original leader of ISIS, who is now dead, but he is still the spiritual authority for those who believe in ISIS. It's a strong and growing group, and its threat is to everyone in the world, not just to Russia, not just to Iran, but to us in the United States, to you in Australia. This is not something that's going to go away if we ignore it.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.